לפרק ניסינו, אמר בפרק לא יודעים שהוא ישם. אין יש בבעי הדבי על ידי שאתם תדעו אבסרד, דדין הנידה, according to their own interpretation. ואין יש יש על דנסר יש, בקוס אין יש יש על כל דם בדם. תני, אומר רב מאיר, אם יש יש על כל דם בדם, תא קונקטילי, סו דמו מחמיר, סו בבעי הדבי, סופית בי על ידי, זה הסבר. אלו שרי דמודייס ומשלים מייסל דמיון. In other words, many times a חומרה is, it becomes a קולה, because they are מחמיה, and דמיורק, that is מיטמי. So they start counting from that. So maybe it's a קולה. שדריז דמודיין ומשלים מייסל דמיורק. Now let's see the Rashi. אם יש ושאר כל דם ודם, שאין רייז בין תומד בין תויר, בין תומד בין תויר, יש שבע סוף זיים ונדיד, also, whether they see דם תומד או דם תויר, they still count, so what's the problem? ושאיס חמיון, משנשתן עם הרי דם, היום תקון נדילה, אבל נעיס עסקין, אין מיני, אבל אינו נעיס עסקין, אין מיני סל המריע ושאינו, כי שרנושים וזהו כלכולו, שערי דם עודים ומשלימו של דם יורק, כן ראש יורג בתחילו סבורו שהתמאו ומיין ממנו זה היום שרי וחמישי שלו דמודים משמר שלו שני יומים להשלים זין לריוס הרישינו ויצריכו למנעי סמירי הרישינו so if they would just be מחמיר and they wouldn't start counting from the areas דם יורג so then there wouldn't be any problem but they do start counting then so another reason why there is a problem yeim shepisekes beis of chasel minyan shiva yeim shepisekes beis kishere yo gimu ritzufim lacha zayim minyan nido v'havi zove there's the aloha you have yiminide and you have meizide so first when a woman starts seeing dam so the first cycle is yiminide 7 days then if following the 7 days she again sees down, she sees down on the 8th, that's it's already a meizive, and she becomes a shemer, she and if she sees down on the 8th and the 9th, she still is only zovek tam and shemer, but if she sees down successively, on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, then she becomes a zovek tele, and she has to count zayiniki. So, the kusim, they assume כשרי גימו לצופים ואחזיים עמידה והבי זווה ופיסקת באמצע היים סיפרס איסי קסס היים שעדו ערב למי אין שיבה נקי. In other words, if she saw down on the 8th, the 9th and the 10th and then she saw down on the 10th at 9 o'clock in the morning and then from the balance of the day she didn't see any down. So they believe that the balance of the day can be considered as a separate day, so a mixes ayim ki kulei, and mele they started to count the 10th day, the balance of the 10th day, as the first of the Zaynikim, as the first of the Zaynikim. So then, the 16th day she would have counted Zaynikim, and Alpidin is not so, because the 10th day on which she saw, even though she saw it early in the morning, and even if she saw it in the night before, so Mele is, so that day is not Noki already. So Mele can only start counting from the 11th day. So when will she have completed Zaynikim after upon the expiration of the 17th day? But they will be Tivelis and the expiration of the 16th day. So there is a misakores. So the husband is a bail leader.
Is there another shot in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Ben Yeshvis of Kol Dam V'Dam. Is that the Mishnah is much more like the first shot? The Gemara is the best saying new shot in the Mishnah?
No, that's also shot in Kol Dam V'Dam. I mean, how is it implicit in the Loshim? So the pshat is When it says mitni shein beili nides, it means the second thing. That's why I beili nides, because they start counting on the third day when she stopped seeing on the third day. So that's one reason as to why I'm doing this. And then there's another reason, the Yeshua Kodam Vidam. So the second pshat of that Maschil Limnes, Meisa Ayem Sheposko Lireis, is implicit in the expression the Mishnah in doing this. And then Kodam Vidam, that's the other things that they consider Dam Yoik as Tomei as Damon. So all the Rishayim say, except for the Rosh, the Tesis Rosh, but all the Rishayim, Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Ran, all the Rishayim say, Peachot, that when Rome Bachome said, V'tispereno v'anan amen nispere, so it's not for a moment did he assume that it's right, like, because he just wanted to know what raya we have, that they are wrong, but they're wrong! The question is, what is the raya that they are on? But not for a moment did he have his alkebaito chome ba chome, maybe the kusoyim are right. But we have Rabbi Yisi says that we do say mixes ayim kikule, so Rishayni amechalek between according to Rabbi Yisi only be safe sphere we say mixes ayim kikule. But here the kusim apply the concept of Nisayim Kulei Bitchilasir. Bisayisir means, let's say, Rabbi Yisi says in Psochim, suppose a Zove, she saw, let's say, on 3 years, on 3 days in succession, so she became a Zove Gdele. Let's say she saw, let's say, a Sunday, a Monday, and Tuesday. Sunday morning, she became a Zavik Dela. So she has to start counting Zayin Nikim. So the first day of the Zayin Nikim is Wednesday. The last day of the Zayin Nikim is Tuesday. Then the following Tuesday is Erev Pesach. And so then everybody says that we say Mixas Ayim Kikulei on the last day of the Zayin Nikim, Midaraise, Ezebek Dele, on the seventh day of the Zayin Nikim, she can be Tivalis. And she's even Mutaris Lebailo after the Tefillah. But she's not Mutaris Lebailo because of the Sofik. Maybe later in the day she'll see Dam, so it will be Sey Salam Afreya. But suppose she's sure, let's say, she knows Beruah HaKedesh, that she will not see Dam later, so Midarai says she is allowed to be Tivelis and be Muteres Labayel. Because even according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yisi, but according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yisi, suppose she is a Tivelis, she is allowed to be Tivelis Midarai, with Rabbanan, so she's not allowed. Because of that risk, maybe she'll see later in the day, and there will be Seis al Mafreya, and then there will be Boal or the Baal. So Mele, Mid Rabbonon, she's not allowed to be Tivalis. But in the Raisa, she can be Tivalis. And, of course, she's a soul of Bailo, because maybe it will be determined in Mafreya that this is a Kalas. But if there is no Rie in late in the day, so she's Muteres. Because of Mixes Hayim Kikula, even according to Rabbonon of Rabbis. But, contra bona vez, if she does see, so it's determined in Afreya that she was Isove and Mele the Baal and she or either Anissa Kors. But Rabiesi says that she can be Tivalis, and even if she sees later, so she'll become tmeo mikan lahabe. She will not become tmeo limafreya. She will not become king of afreya. So the question, why? Because mixayim kikule. Mixayim kikule. So mele, she counted, let's say, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, mixas of Tuesday, clean. So mele, mixayim kikule, that's the safest sphere. Because Tuesday is already the last day of the Zaynikin. Mashenkin, the Kusim, they apply the concept of Mitzrayim Kikulei Bitchilas Asfira. Bitchilas Asfira. In other words, if she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then she stopped seeing Tuesday, so the balance of Tuesday day from 9 o'clock in the morning till sunset is considered as the first day of the Zaynikin, that's Tchilas Asfira. In Tchilas Asfira, we don't say Mitzrayim Kikulei. We don't say Mitzrayim Kikulei. Only in the safe Asfira. The Tzvis Rosh is the only Rishon that I know who says the Tinochanan. Rabbi Yisi agrees. It's not sure I have to say agrees. Rabbi Yisi said that was shita of Torah. I mean, we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi. And the Kusin saw that was just the Torah that was grounded in Kvira. I mean, but Rabbi Yisi holds that Al Pidin is that way, that we can apply the concept of mixes hayim kikulei even vis-a-vis tchilas asfira. Tchilas asfira. But the Gemara says v'rafte. All the Rishonim mention a raya that it couldn't be that Rabbi Yisi held that what the Kusim said is true al-Pedim. Because the Gemara says at the end of Nideh v'rafte kusoy asfira lei. Because Rav said that Rav Samachtes, Rav said, Om Rabbi Yemeye Barabe, Om Rav, Nide Sheifriso Bitaro, Bishlishi Shalo, Soifrose Limiyen Shiva Nikim. So ignore at first thought that he means that she frees a bitaro if on the third day, the balance of the third day, she saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the balance, and she stopped seeing at 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. So the balance can be included in the Nien of Zaynikim. So the Gemara is the question, V'rafke kusoy esvirei, I mean, it's inconceivable. If Rabbi Yisi holds Al Pidin like the Kusin, so what's it mean? What does it mean? So there's a right, but the teacher so then so the Gemara says Rav means something else. In other words, he paskins like Rav Lezer that is over daily. So only one b'diki is me'akiv. Tchiloso be seifo. So one is me'akiv. Tchiloso al pishin seifo and seifo al pishin tchiloso. So when Rav said, it means that if she made the bdikah on the seventh day and she didn't make any other bdikah, not even on the first day that came, the evet it's all right. But not that Rab meant that she can consider the balance of the day on which she stopped seeing as a separate day of that is not. So you see, it's inconceivable. But the thesis of Roshite is that the Gemara only says that Afki Kusoy is really because we pass like the Rabbanon, but how is it possible that Rab would pass like Rabbi Yisi? See the Raposhe, that the Aloch is like Rabbanon. But in Achaname, according to Rabbi Yisi, we apply the principle of Mixayim Kikulei, even Ligabe Tchilas Asfira. But all the Rishayim, the Rosh of the Yochid, I don't know any other Rishayim, I don't think there is. But the Rosh is the only one. All the other Rishayim say, Rabbi Yisi only applies the principle of Sfiras Hayim Kikulei Ligabe Seif Sfirosa, not Ligabe Tchila Sfirosa. Not Rabbi Tchila Sfirosa. Oh, so in Mele they say that Maski Florom Bachome Bitis Pereno is not the Derech Emes. Just, how do we know they're a kusim wrong. The kusim are certainly wrong, but how do we know that what the kusim did is wrong al pirim? How do we know? So the master of Machon Vitz Ferenov and Anamanister at the Kaimel Mitzayim Kikule, Omarove, Srove said no. You couldn't even say like the kusim al pirim, because we have a right. There is a loche de shichva zera. He says, is here mishkachasla. In other words, shechazera bayezav. So, this aloche is basically mentioned regarding izav. Then, the Gemara has a shayle, whether it applies to izovet too. The ikleti shechazera, what I say, but basically, it's mentioned regarding izav. Izav, who has to count zaynikin, if he saw two riyas, so he has to count Zainikim. Three riyas, he has to bring the korban two. But as far as Zainikim is concerned, so even with two riyas, so Izav has to count Zainikim. So the aloha is that if he had the platas, Shechazera, so then it says one day. That's the aloha, only one day. Not called Shiva, but only one day. Now, if you say, Mitzasayim Kikulei, so Rabbi says, from this Xeros HaKosu, that when Izav has a discharge of a Shechvazera, so he says one day. So it's a raya that we don't apply the aloche of Mitzasayim Kikulei, Ligabei Trilas Virei, because if we were to apply the concept of Mitzasayim Kikulei, Ligabei Trilas Virei, so we couldn't visualize the halacha that if Izav has a discharge of Ishechvazera, he says a yimechot, but if we say Mitzayim Kikulei, so there is Zaynikim. Why does he have to count one extra day? So it's a raya that we don't say Mitzayim Kikulei. Omar Rovin came Shechvazera disosa biziv heichem mishkachaslo. So the Gemara says, because the other half of the day, let's say at 12 o'clock, he saw a Shechazera. So then, from the balance of the day, from 12 o'clock, is already the extra day that is mashlim. He doesn't have to count an extra day. This in itself, the balance of the same day, is mashlim. Even though this is betrilas asfira, this is betrilas work, like the kusim. But you ask, how can we visualize the betrilas akosuf of Shechazera? He says one day, where the via was not in the middle of the day, but some of Lishkia Sachamo. So then there is no balance. The Chod is some of Lishkia Sachamo. So the Gemara asks, so in other words, so the Gemara, Rome Bachome is arguing against Rome. You cannot, Rome Bachome agrees with Rome, but he's only trying to find out how do we know that the Kusim are wrong. So Rome said, we know the Kusim are wrong because otherwise, if the Kusim are not wrong, we can't even visualize that the Xeros HaKosuf of Shechvazer is Yisrael Mechot, because there is always Ashlomi. So Rome Bachome said to him, no, maybe that was a cause that applies to the case where he had the Shechvazera, some could be Nashmoshes, so there is no balance. So then Rome says, you mean that the whole Xeros HaKosuf, he applies only to such an unusual case? So he says, why not? Hocham asked, the Lekim Limli, Kro, Kikside, some of Shechvazera, Hamokside, it's a Dechak. No, so he says, no, why is it a Dechak? In other words, Rome Bachome is saying, of course I'm not chilek, but I want to know what is the raya. And from the fact that there is a cause of Shechazera, there is no raya, because not a raya mechachas, because we could apply it to the case where the Shechazera took place in Ashmoshes, so there is no balance. All right, now let's hear Rashi. אם כן, דוליניקי, מסיים כקולי, זוף שפוסק וישחיל לספר, וירו, קרי, וקיימו להם, דיסייסי, אוי שאיים, ביסולוי, מהפלש, מייסק המייסק, וי, מסיים כקולי, מייסייסי, so there's always a balance of the day, מייסק איתי קצת חיים לא בית, אידך עצוני מועס סס, אידך עצוני פוגי אימי, קושי, ומשנה ולאם לקרוא ביטמי, וגם הדה להיק מהתפסה, אין על כוח או שפק לקרוא, דחילים דקיים לו. So, I mean, רוב בחומי יישאים. We could say that. כי דחילים דקיים לו בכל דוח דמיקסאים ככולי, יהיו דוחק ומייקה נפשי ביסומוך לשקיע זכם. בואי רוב בחומי. פולטה שכבה זרע, מאוש, what is that?
So the maskana, the gemara doesn't have a raya.
Yeah, but that's the name. So is, maybe there is another raya, but there is no raya from Shechazah. But all Rishenim say that even Rome Bachome agreed that the kusim are wrong.
Even according to the Tezis HaRosh, because we pass him like the Shechama.
That's right, even according to the Tezis HaRosh. Boy Rome Bachome. פילטה שכבה זרע מהו שטיסטה בזי. ראי הויסו בסיסרס, אוי דילמו נוגעס היו בלויסוס. The question is, if a woman is פילטה שכבה זרע, so then she's stomach. She's stomach. So, what kind of a tumor is it? Is it a tumor sriye, or is it a tumor smag? If it's a tumor sriye, so maybe it can be says, if it's a tumas mage, so it's not shayach to say it says, only tumas ria can be says here. Zaynikim, I mean whether, all the Zaynikim, or one day, stir is only shayach in a tumas ria. In mage it's not shayach to be says. So the question is, this aloha, that pilete shechazera is mayor, is it a tumas ria? Essentially a tumas ria, so maybe it can be says here. Or, it is a tumas mag. Of course, when a zav is has a shechazera, is paid, has a discharge of shechazera, then of course it's a tumas mag. The question is, but when the woman is paid shechazera, so it is the shechazera of her husband. So maybe she is tomei because since she was paid shechazera, so she had come to the shechazera. But this, until it was discharged, so it is tumas magabis astor. So magabis astor is not mitami. But the moment the shechazeras is nifletes, so maybe it's not magabis astor anymore. So then she's tummy. But it's tumas magabis, so maybe it's not shayach to say isa. But if we say the just as a pilit shechazera by zav, is mitame it masriye. So even pilete shechazera, where it's the shechazera of the husband, is also to masriye. So then we can learn out just as a zav who is pilete shechazera. So it says al yimechot. So if the woman is pilete shechazera, so it's also pilete yimechot. That's the shah. Boy Ram Bachon. Pilete shechazera mao shetista bizim. Royo hoiso bizisheres. אוי דילמו, ניגעס אוי סו, ולוי ססטון, אלא צידרש. פילטס כאין שישים שו בזייבו פוסקו, וישכילו למנעיס, ופולטו, מהו שטיסטה מיונו, הודיקאי מלון די פילטס תמאו, משום ראי היא ויססרו, סמלה יצאי צייסה. אוי, משום ניגעס, ניגע לוי סייסה, אומר רובה, לפומחו פשבשתה, נאי אינם בדיססרו, כמו תיסטר. He says that it's not child. In other words, it doesn't matter whether it's a Tumas Ria or a Tumas Mag. Of course, if it's a Tumas Mag, so it's definitely not Tisa. But he always says, even if we assume it's a Tumas Ria, it cannot be Tisa either. Because by Zab himself, it can be only Tisa 7 days. It can only be Tisa only 1 day, not 7 days. So here, so nein ame di sos rakama tiste. Tiste shivo daya ki beyala. So the Zab himself is only seisa one day. Tiste yimechot V'achatita gomarachmone. Achal lekulam, achal lekulam. In other words, it's not chayach to say, since one day, because there has to be one continuous count, without interruptions. Now, so, if it says a zayin yomim, so then it's a continuous count. But if it says only in echot, suppose the zovek dele, so she became a zovek dele, she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm sorry, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So she became a zovek dele. She has to start counting. So Wednesday is the first day. And then Thursday, she was permitted to Sheikh Vazara. So she'll be Seisa one day. So then, when will she have completed the Zayin Nikiyin? Not with the completion of Tuesday, but with the completion of Wednesday. Just one day she'll be Seisa. So in other words, Tuesday will not be, Thursday will not be counted in the Zayin days. So Wednesday day will be the first day, Friday day will be the second day, Shabbos will be the third, Sunday the fourth, Monday the fifth, Tuesday the sixth, and Wednesday the seventh. So it won't be a continuous count, because one day in the continuity was Thursday. So and it was Nishlam through Wednesday, and there is aloha, there has to be one continuous count. So Mimele, the child cannot even be visualized, because Mimonefshech, it couldn't be Seisa. So Tumla second layer, Utamecho. So the question is, how about the Zav himself? He's also only Seisa. Zav Gufe Yechasosel Tarosem Rachmono. Shleitum Afsekin Neyel Mayis Lachon Meymar. Shleitum Azivem Afsekin Bneyem. Hochename Shleitei Zum Azivem Afsekin Neyem. So, in other words, so the Gemore is not patient. The Gemore is only Deichem. What Rabbi said. But Sabaye. So here the Gemore was not, the Gemore was not patient from Bachom Sabaye. Whether she pleasure her Zera is Seisali Mechot or is not Seisali Mechot. But the Shemim say that even though the Gemara was not patient here, but still, it is Seisa. We'll see that, Another Rashi, what? Seisali Mechot, of course, that's the name. More than Mechot, not. Then the Shemim point out that the whole Shale, whether it is Ria, Tumas Ria, Tumas Mage, could only be a little bit of Shimon, but a little bit of Rabbonon, it's certainly Tumasri, because there is a Machlekes that Menveis in Ide, between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon. Now, by Dam Nidor, the halacha is that even if the Dam Nidor did not come outside Mamash from Haguf, but it stayed in the Beis Achitzin, out of the Mokir, it's also top. How about Pleta Shechazah? Suppose she was Pleta Shechazah, but it remained in the Beis Achitzin. It didn't come outside of the Guf. Is it Nitami or it's not Nitami? So at that point, the more that Malah from the base, there is a machlekes between Rabbon and Rab Shimon. Ton Rabbon. The 17th line from the end of the Omid. Ton Rabbon. Bipsoro milameid. Shemitamo bifnim ki bechutz. What does it mean bifnim? It doesn't mean bechutz. If it's in the Mokia, if it's outside of the Mokia, but it didn't come outside the goof, so then it's time that everybody agrees. Only on Nido, so the Menayim Talmulema Zeva Bitsor, even though it remains Bitsor, it didn't come outside the goof. Pirueta Shechazah Aminai, that even if it didn't come outside of the goof, but it came out and remained in the Bishachitz, so it's still Tomei, Tomei Mayi, that's the Rabban. Pirab Shimenei Mea Dayak Be'alo, Ma Be'alo in Mitamei Ashiteitzi Tumalechutz. I mean, by many stuff in Shayach, I mean, by Nishay Shayach, it's discharged and it remains in Bishachitz, but I mean, either it's discharged Chutzul Guf or it's not discharged altogether. So, Ma Be'alo in Mitamei Ashiteitzi Tumalechutz, Alright, so machlekes. Then the Gemara Dachman Beis. The Gemara Dachman Beis says 1, 2, 3, 4. The ninth line from the top of the Omid, Membeis Amidale. Boy mini Rav Shmuel Bar Bisner Abaye. Pilete Shech Vazera. Roy Habeu in Gaz Habe. Like mine list there with them, mashe with them, with them, with them, with them, ish mi alu mas nisen li rabbonum reyabe, u rab shimen ni gaza. So the more is yom, is whether the letter shef azara is it mas rien, it mas mage, that's the machlekes between rabbonum rab shimen. According to rabbonum, they say that even if it didn't come out from the goof, didn't come out from the goof, it remained in the bisachitz, and she's still tomei, so it's it mas rien. Like needed. Mashain came according to Rav Shimon that if she didn't come out from the goof, so it's not on me, so it's to Masmage. And to Masmage, some mele, Magabisa story is not mitame. And so even if it came out, but if it's remained Bisachitzen, it's still Bisa story. When is it not Bisa story? If it comes outside Mamesh and it's visible. But if it remains in Bishachitzen, so it's still base Hastorim, that's what the Gemara assumes. So the Gemara says, Monef Shach, Ishmil Mas Nisen, Rabbonon Re'aver, Lepshim Negasar, Vilu Ishmil Mas Nisen, Mistabre, Negasar, so, if Vilu Ishmil Mas Nisen, Mistabre, Negasar, Leilom, Shmiest Lei, Mas Nisen, Valivit, Rabbonon Likim Boyle. So, according to Rabbonon, there is no Abai. No Abai. According to Rabbanon, it goes without saying that it's Tumasriye. If it had been a Tumasmage, how could she be Tomei when it doesn't come outside? It's Tumasriye. Magabesa story is not Mitamei. But the whole Abai is only a little bit of Rav Shimon. So, Mitamei, Bifnim Kibichutz Loikim Boyle, because Rav Shimon spells it out explicitly that it's Mitamei, Bifnim Kibichutz. Avalistea. Ulitame beholdshu, so this is the Abaye, a little bit of Rav Shimon. Reyave oidil meloish. So in other words, so that means we definitely passed, we passed like the Rabbanon, so mele, it's not the Therosophic that the letter Shech Bezara is saying. Because the whole Abaye is only a little bit of Rav Shimon. So mele, it's not even important whether it was Nifshat or was not Nifshat. We passed like the Rabbono, and that's the reason as to why that is the halacha that a woman today, so before she starts counting 7 clean days, she has to start counting 5 days, unclean days as we call it. Why? Because actually she should count only 4 days. The 5th day is just a minute. Just a minute ago. Because of the Gzeira, maybe she'll be Mishameshes, be Nashmoshes, make a mistake. That's only a minute. But 4 days is based upon the Din. Why? Because the Aloch is Pilate Shech Vazera, is Seisa Yemechot. So, Mimele, if Pilate Shech Vazera once is Seisa Yemechot, suppose Ezobidele, she saw down in Yemizide, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so she came to Zavidel. Then she has to start counting. Wednesday is the first day, of the Zayniki. Suppose she's Pilate Shech Vazera Thursday. So it says this Thursday day cannot be counted. Suppose that the woman will be Pilate Shech Vazera not once. It's possible that she'll Pilate Shech Vazera on Thursday, so that day is Nisgar. And then on Friday she'll again be Perez Chazah, so that day is Nisgar. Then on Shabbos, she'll again be Perez Chazah, so again it'll be Nisgar. So in other words, so that's why, but there is a limit. Doesn't mean, suppose a woman who Perez Chazah 5 days after the Tashmish, so then he doesn't have a Halishem Shechazera because it's Nisrach. Now what does it mean Nisrach? Nisrach means, in other words, if it cannot be fertilized, in order, I mean, that the woman should conceive, so the excel, I mean, this is the scientific fact. So the egg cell has to be fertilized by the sperm cell, but only if it's not nischach. But if it is nischach, so then it cannot be fertilized. I mean, today, you know, the modern methods of artificial insemination, so they freeze it, so then it's never nischach. But under normal temperature, after a certain number of days, so it's nisrach and it cannot be fertilized anymore. That's called in the Gemara nisrach, that it cannot be fertilized. So Mili doesn't have a chalishem shechazera. It only has a chalishem shechazera if it's capable of being fertilized. So there is a machlekes in Sechah Shabbos in Pirei Rabbi Akiva. How many days after Tashmish, if a woman is blessed shechazera, so it's nitam. In other words, if it is Peletz Shechazera, when the Shechazera cannot be fertilized anymore, when it's Nisrach, so it doesn't have a Chalishem Shechazera. So there are several Shittes. Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai, Chachomim. Now, there is even Machlekes Rishenim, how we pass. So, we pass in Lechumre, the Ramo pass in Lechumre, that Sheishenis, Eino is 12 hours, and 2 Eineis is in Isles, is 24 hours, and Sheish Eineis is 72 hours. So the Ramo Paskins, the Rambam Paskins, 3 Eineis, so is Mitami. In other words, after 3 Eineis, so it's already Nisrach. Now this is not in Machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is the way it is. But it's in Machlekes indeed. In other words, suppose it is true. Why does one man Doma say that it's Nisrach only after Sheishenis, 72 hours? And one man Doma says after 36 hours, the Rambam Paskins, after 36 hours is Nisrach. It's not in Machlekes. There is a possibility that sometimes, even when the Shechvazera is Nifrat, let's say, 70 hours after the Tashmish, it's still not Nisrach and is capable of being fertilized by the sperm cell, so then so it can give rise to conception. But it's not so likely. So the Machlekes Tanoim is a Machlekes Din. How far of the Din do we consider it as having Chalishem Shechvazer? So the Tanna who says up to Sheish Eineis, he holds that as long as there is a possibility that it can be fertilized, even though it's remote possibility, so it still has a Chalishem Shechazah. The fact that 95% of the times when it's Niflat after 70 hours, so it's not, cannot be fertilized, does not mean that he doesn't have a Chalishem Shechvazer. And the other Tanoim say no, since it's only in mute cases it can be fertilized, and Mele, he does not have a Chalishem Shechvazer. So the Rambam Paskins, like the Mandoma, that after three Eines, it's already doesn't have a Chalishem Shechvazer, and start with Tane, and the Ramo Paskins, like the Tanoim, that after Sheish Eines. So Mele, actually, except for the minig, so she should count only 4 unclean days and 7 clean days. Why? Because since we passed that if a woman is pilate shechazara within 70, within 3 mislets from the tashmish, some melee, it can still be mitamei. So suppose there's over daily, she saw dam mizide Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then she cannot start counting the first day of the Zion Nikim on Wednesday, because suppose two. If we had been sure that she wouldn't be Peletes Shechvazera, then she could start counting immediately. On Wednesday would be the first day, and Tuesday would be the following Tuesday, would be the seventh day, and she would be able to go to Tefillin in Mitaras Labayel. But there is a possibility that Wednesday she will be Peletes Shechvazera, and that will certainly be within the 3 mislets of the Tashmish. So, and there is a possibility, so the Wednesday day cannot be counted. But then you'll say, all right, so let us start counting from the Thursday day. Now, suppose, how can she start counting on the Thursday day? If she was Mishameshes Mitoso on Tuesday, and then Thursday, and let's say at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, or 1 o'clock, or 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she will Peletes Shechvazera. It will still be within the 72 hours if she was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, on Tuesday, let's say at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So when will the 3 mislets end? So 1 misless will end Wednesday 4 p.m., the 2nd misless will end Thursday 4 p.m., and the 3rd misless will end Friday 4 p.m. So suppose she's Peletes Shechvazera on Wednesday, she's Peletes Shechvazera again on Thursday, so it cannot be counted. And even she cannot even start counting Friday as the first day, because maybe she'll be Peletes Shechvazera on Friday before 4 p.m. Some mele, that's why she has to first to count for unclean days. In other words, if a woman had a rear at Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so then she has to start counting. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's Misaradim. So she could start counting of the first day of Zayin Nikin with Shabbos. Because Shabbos, even if she's Peletes Shechvazera on Shabbos, so it's already beyond the 73 mislets. But it's Adminek, maybe she'll be Mishameshes Mitoso B'Nash Moshes, and she'll think that it will be eight, and then actually it's Belailo, so maybe she'll make a mistake. So the 5th day is only Misadminek, but the 4 days, that's Misaradim. That's why in certain situations, let's say a kale after the Bilas Mitzvah, so she only has to count 4 and 7, not 5 and 7. Why 4 and 7? If we are not chesh, we are not chesh. The answer is because the 5th day, 5 and 7, that's an extra chumre. But the 4 days is not just minik, it's based upon the din. Why is it based upon the din? Because Peletes Shechvazera, we paskin is Yisera Simechot, and the Abaye de Lifshite is only Alibi de Rav Shimon, it's not Alibi de Rabbanon. So Daniel asks, so why does she have to count 4 days, 4 unclean days? The answer is because she might be Peletes Shechvazera several times. Some Mele, she has to count 4 days. However, there is still a Machlekes Hashem. This halacha that a woman has to count 4 unclean days before she starts counting the 7 clean days is not according to all the Rishonim. First of all, the Rishita is Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that in view of the fact, the Rosh, Rish Kusin, discusses Shita is Rabbeinu Tam and his Matra Shita is Rabbeinu Tam. It's a strange Shita, Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But Rabbeinu Tam says, in view of the fact that the halacha that Peletes Shechvazera is Seis HaYimech, it's Tumas Kriya. So why is it Seis HaYimech? Because we learn out from Zad. So Mele, it has to be only if the husband is his av. Some melee, the wife.